USA News. I'm Jerry Barmish. In his first comment since the federal indictment, former President Trump told a crowd of supporters in Georgia on Saturday that it was a vicious persecution by the Biden administration's, quote, weaponized Department of Injustice. However, Alan Sanders, a political science expert, said the unsealed 37-count indictment is thorough.
And so what was really important in those documents was how they went through everything. They almost tried to prove their case. In the indictment. This was not a speaking indictment. It was a screaming indictment showing everything that they had uncovered.
Trump is expected to surrender on Tuesday in federal court in Miami. Ukrainian officials say they have evidence Russia blew up a dam that caused an environmental catastrophe this week.
Ukrainian investigators claim to have intercepted a phone call between Russian agents who were talking about plans to blow up the Novokakhovka Dam in southern Ukraine. In a Telegram post, the Security Service of Ukraine said Russia wanted to blackmail the country by creating an environmental disaster in its southern region. I'm John Schaefer.
In what was billed as the biggest pride celebration ever at the White House, President Biden gave praise on Saturday to the LGBTQ community for their courage and for the hope and light they generate for people. The man known as the Unabomber has been found dead in his prison cell. A Federal Bureau of Prison spokesperson said Ted Kaczynski was found dead Saturday morning at a medical center in North Carolina. Former FBI Special Agent Cliff Watts recalls law enforcement's lengthy pursuit of Kaczynski.
They actually allowed the media to print his manifesto, and that is what broke the case open, because his brother, Kaczynski's brother, was the one that read the manifesto and recognized the writing. So it was a remarkable investigative step.
Kaczynski was 81. A sports note, Arcangelo wins the Belmont Stakes. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
A suburban Salt Lake City parent has done a bit of turnabout when it comes to his local school district banning some books for kids.
The parent followed the procedure set up by the Davis School District to flag a book it should consider banning, noting the objectionable material. The parent found a book filled with sin, like adultery and violence, and the district agreed. So it's removed the Holy Bible from elementary and middle schools while keeping it in the libraries at high schools. And now another parent has submitted for possible banning the Book of Mormon, the bedrock of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the faith of most people in Utah. I'm Richard Johnson.
Bryan Cranston is clarifying his comments about retirement. The actor, best known for playing Walter White on Breaking Bad, told British GQ magazine that he will take a break from acting in 2026 when he turns 70. However, he now says he meant it will be a one-year hiatus from the industry. The writer's strike has completed 40 days as Hollywood film and television productions have come to a halt. Bryan Cranston is clarifying his comments on retirement. The actor, best known for playing Walter White on Breaking Bad, told British GQ magazine that he'd take a break from acting in 2026 when he turns 70. However, he now says he meant it will be a one-year hiatus from the industry. Arcangelo is the winner of the 155th Belmont Stakes. The victory also brings history to Jenna Antonucci, the first female trainer to win a Triple Crown race. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.